Baby animals sleep, and you're a baby animal, and you're going to sleep. Tonight we're going to visit baby Avocet. Baby Avocet lives on the shores of sandbars in the shallow inland sea called the Great Salt Lake. Baby Avocet is so small, and you're so small too. Small and fluffy and very, very cute. Tonight, it's time to get so cozy. The Avocets have had such a long day, enjoying the sun and eating delicious little tidbits of food from the Great Salt Lake, hearing lots of bird songs and bird sounds, feeling the breeze, and feeling so happy to be together with this beautiful lake to live in. But now it's time to go to sleep. So now you and baby Avocet and the other baby Avocet chicks all know that it's time to go up to your parents and go and nestle up under one of their wings. You can see the sun just slipping past the horizon, far in the west, past the Great Salt Lake mountains and flats that stretch way towards the west. And the sun turns the surface of the lake in beautiful iridescent colors. And the sky above is turning deep orange and red, peach and pink and purple, beautiful colors. And the air is getting cooler, and the birds that have been so noisy during the day are quieting down as they all get ready to sleep. And you and your baby Avocet friends know that it's time to sleep. So some of your Avocet friends go off in one direction towards their parents, and other baby Avocets go off in a different direction towards their parents, all close by. And you and baby Avocet go over towards your parents, wading through the shallow water with your feet slapping the silky surface as the water comes up your slender legs. And up ahead, you see your parents with their sleek feathers, standing so tall with their long legs. And their long orange necks. And their long, black, very delicately curved bills, smiling at you, happy that you are coming back home to them. And they fluff up their feathers and lift up their wings, making room for you and baby Avocet to each nestle in under one of the wings of your parents. And as you nestle in, your parent, Avocet, kneels down, sitting on their legs, so that it's easy for you to snuggle in right under their wings. As you close your eyes and snuggle your fuzzy, fluffy Avocet body up under their warm, soft wing. And their wing is so big, it's easy for you to snuggle right in there. And there's even room for you to lift up your legs as your parent brings down their wing to hold you up. And you can sleep right underneath their Avocet wing. And snuggled up, you're so comfy, so comfortable, so safe and secure and warm. It's so comfortable and dark, soft. It's so comfortable to just be snuggled under the wing, the soft, warm, big, strong wing. And with your eyes closed, feeling so comfortable, so secure, your mind starts bringing images and memories of your beautiful day. And you remember the fun day that you had as a baby Avocet. You remember the very beginning. When your parents stood up and let you stretch out of the nest, flap your wings, your little fuzzy wings, and stretch your long, beautiful legs. And blink your bright eyes, seeing the day, hearing all the birds, and seeing the sun just start to come up over the mountains, the sun rays pouring through the canyons, lighting up the valley, and the long shadows from the mountains, the tall mountains that are in shadow on the east side, The shadows stretch all the way across the lake on the western side, where you can see a thin band of bright gold light. And the light grows, slowly sweeping across the lake, shrinking the shadows as they retreat east towards the mountains. The blue and purple shadows of the mountains as the sun climbs up, up into the sky, where the birds also jump up and fly, and you and baby Avocet walking around, wading through the beautiful, comfortable, silky water of Great Salt Lake. And the glistening, sparkling surface reflecting the mountains and the clouds and the birds. And up ahead you can see your parent avocets, so tall and sleek with long legs, gliding through the shallow water, and they turn and see you, you and baby Avocet, and they smile. And they dip their heads on their long necks down across the water and swish their long bills through the water, back and forth, swish, swish, swish. And they smile and splash, and you look over at baby Avocet, fuzzy baby Avocet, so cute and happy, and baby Avocet smiles at you and puts its head down and its bill into the water and swish, swish, and splashes, having so much fun. And the adult avocets, you can see them swishing back and forth. And sometimes an adult avocet will fly up into the air and tease another avocet, flapping at it, squawking at it, playing with it, smiling, splashing. And you look over at your parents and they're laughing and they dip their bills in the water, swish, swish, swish. And one of your parents grabs something and chews it and tells you that there's delicious little morsels in the water for you to eat. And baby Avocet swishes, swish, swish, swishes its bill through the water and then finds a chewy little morsel and smiles and swallows and tells you that was so great and laughs and splashes. And you put your bill in the water, and the water feels so good. And you swish your bill back and forth, swish, swish, swish through the silky water, swish, through the salty water, swish, swish, swish. And then you bump into a little chewy morsel, and you grab it in your bill and you taste it, and it's so tasty, and you eat it and it's delicious, a delicious little morsel, and you smile and flap your little wings, splashing water, so happy. And then your parents point over to another area of the sandbar and say, "Let's go over there," and you and baby Avocet, we're so happy. You smiled at each other and you raced, wading through the water, wading up and over the sand, the wet sand. You slapped your feet on the wet sand, running as fast as you could over to the other area, and then jumped in the water. And your parents were behind you. And there you saw tall reeds, grasses, and tall, tall stalks with fluffy seed pods up at the top. And there were bunches of them, and birds would fly in and fly out. And you saw yellow-headed blackbirds fly in and land on the reeds. And you thought it was so funny how they could grab hold of the reeds and sit there almost sideways. And the red-winged blackbirds came, flew into the reeds, and also propped themselves up on the reeds, laughing and cackling, calling out in strange noises. And there were other birds on the sandbar, birds that looked like the avocets, but their bills were straight and they were black and white, not bright orange and black and white. And you saw other birds that didn't look like you, with long straight bills and shorter legs. And you saw seagulls, groups of seagulls, stamping in the muddy sand, laughing. And there were flies, brine flies, right at the edge of the water, buzzing around, all around you. Bzzz, 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 bzzz. And they were so funny when you saw the seagulls laughing and jumping and flying through swarms of the flies with their beaks open, scooping them up and eating them and smiling and laughing. And you and baby Avocet looked at each other, laughing and smiling and splashing in the water, and it was so much fun. And your parents were nearby, laughing, smiling, and swishing their bills back and forth, swish, swish, swish. And you could see over at the groups of avocets. Different groups would go off. Two or three or four avocets at a time would go in different directions, little groups that wanted to be together, playing and laughing, flapping and splashing. And some of the avocets were teenagers. You could tell they were teenagers. Or young adult avocets, they didn't have baby avocets to take care of. And they were busy playing and laughing with each other. Laughing and wrestling and flapping and splashing. and sometimes eating, swishing their bills back and forth in the water, and then splashing water all over each other and on themselves. And you saw other groups of birds. Some were big birds with big, strange-looking bills, and their necks seemed to fold, holding their heads almost up and over their back. And you saw other birds that were very tall, even taller than avocets, and white, or blue and gray, that just stood very motionless and very solitary. And you saw groups of birds flying and landing, and some groups would fly up and fly overhead and then land nearby in another area. And another group of birds over on the other side of the reeds flew up and flew over and landed over in another area of the sandbar. And the avocets in your group, many of them flew up and flew over and landed closer by where you and baby avocet and your parents were. And everybody was laughing and playing, and the sun was way high up in the sky, so warm, and everything shimmered, sparkled, so comfortable, so beautiful, so happy. And the sun went up and over and slowly came down the other side, went down the other side of the lake, over behind other mountains, far, far away to the west, far past the lake and salt flats and stretches of desert and hills. And the sky grew pink and peachy color and blue and purple and orange. As the sun settled down and the sky slowly grew darker, and slowly the lake grew stiller, and the breeze came from over the west, and the birds looked up and looked at each other. And birds, groups of birds, flew up and went to other areas to join other groups of birds. And your parents said it's time to go back to the flock. And you and your parents went back closer to the other avocets, and even teenage avocets and the young adults that were in their groups flew back to be with all the other avocets in a larger group. And the avocets stood in the water. All the adult avocets stood in the water. And the teenager avocets and the baby avocets, like you and baby avocet, came to the group, and the adults stood in the water, and tucked their bill on their shoulder under the feathers to keep it warm. And they pulled up one of their long legs and tucked it up under its body to keep it nice and warm, standing on one leg. And the avocets would close their eyes. And some avocets left one eye open. And some avocets closed one eye halfway. And your parent avocets lifted up their wings, fluffed up their feathers, and said, "It's time to go to sleep." And you and baby avocet crawled up underneath a wing, closing your eyes and remembering your beautiful day. What a wonderful day you had. And now, so cuddly and so cozy, so comfortable in the soft, warm avocet, baby avocet sleep area up under your parents' wings, thinking of your whole day and excited for tomorrow and so happy to be so comfortable and so happy to be falling asleep.